Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Welcome in. Another episode of Country Roads Confidential here at Earsports.com, a CBS sports podcast. Special edition, special guest today, welcoming in from West Virginia basketball, the director of player personnel and recruiting, Jay Koontz. Jay, before I say welcome, let me tell you, I've done this quite some time. I've somehow gotten interviews with an array of people: Jerry West, Buster Douglas, Michelle Wee. It was harder to book you than anybody else, I think. you were not having it for a long, long time.
I think we've been, I mean, for 14 years now. I think you've been around me enough as energetic and generally as outgoing as people know me to be. When it comes to, and I can't say it's my product, it's not my product alone, but when it comes to talking about myself or things that I do, I don't generally, I'm superstitious. That's the best way to put it.
Okay.
Definitely the best way to put it. And again, I think the world of you, I think the world of the business that you guys work in, but I kind of like sit there a little bit and for sure last week, obviously before going to Portland, heck, I've seen the number one team in the country go in there a few times and lose all three. Mm-hmm. So look at Carolina right now.
Yeah. So the background here is that talking to you a little bit over the summer, as you guys were reorganizing everything over there, and we can get into all that, you all thought there's a plan in place. And then when all the pieces were put in place, the common thought was, hey, this kind of went really well. We'll see how it works. And then the practice reports came in and the transfer portal rankings came out. And all of a sudden there was like a reinforcing opinion from the outside that, yeah, they did a good job. They did have a plan. They got their pieces. But then again, it was like, all right, let's see how the games go. And then I kept kind of pushing you a little bit. Hey, we should talk about this. Because you put a lot into it. It does seem like it's working. And again, not just you. It seems like there's a good buy-in over there. And then even before you all went to Portland, you're like, no, not yet. Now, quiet shout out to a mutual friend of ours who made this happen. We don't have to mention him. But among the many people who would tap me on the shoulder and be like, you need to talk to Jay, I think one finally pushed us across the finish line here. So that's good. Which leads me to this now. New position for you. New work. And it's in a new world for college basketball. You've been around, as you mentioned, 14 years. You've been up and down the ladder here. So you understand this from all different angles and everything too. How challenging has this transition been for you? Redeeming, you can get into that too, but being around Bob Huggins for so long and being involved in the program and all the changes the sport has been through, you probably have a great background as to what to expect from people. Has that helped or has that been difficult to kind of push into the past because the future is so fast and so volatile right now?
I think, honestly, Mike, it's been a little bit of both. I think, obviously, you know, working for Hugs for those previous years in different, like you said, mentioned different areas, has kind of given me experiences, different plays in the field, right? That allows me to at least, have utilized a certain situation or situations and really help me move forward, you know, with this kind of stuff, with NIL, with the portal, with recruiting. It's kind of like it's cliche, but it's like a GM position, right? You know, you have your three assistants that are heavily relied on. You know, they do a lot of the everyday stuff with the players, development stuff on the floor, the, you know, and honestly, they do quite a lot more than that. I think people think that sometimes people just show up to coach a game and that's all they do. And quite, I mean, whether it's basketball, football, they work their tails off. Obviously, Hugs being Hugs, he goes 24/7. His schedule is incredible. So for me, you know, you're kind of sitting here and you know, I'm lucky. Like I get to work in the game of basketball, which I love, but I'll tell you this, to learn the NIL stuff at the beginning, that came in fast and furious. Preston Wages, and obviously Greg Featherston, who now is at TCU and Preston is down in the Carolinas, I would have not been able to do it without them, without question. I'll give, obviously, Shane a lot of credit for this as well. Like he was, I've heard things, and this is obviously – no direct shot. Anybody, I that's not who I am, but Shane gave me a lot of support with NIL as well. So that's something that from the jump was hot in here. I think it was there was something right before when as it passed, Hugs came in here and he started to say, hey, I need you to do this and we need to be good at this. I'm like, okay. And he's like, are you listening to me? You know, obviously he's a very, very good boss and an even better human being, but I think he was like being me, being Mr. Energetic. I'm kind of like shell shocked, like, oh my God, how on earth am I going to do this? Or you know, when we started the NIL side of it, and that's how this kind of really all transpired to start was really like we knew for us to remain relevant, for us to have a chance, we had to be proactive. And talking to Preston, you know, obviously rules since that first day to now have changed, right? So, you know, the first day that passed, you know, I sat here, it was a Friday afternoon, I think. And I literally went out, grabbed my old school Rolodex and called probably about over 200 businesses trying to say, hey, you know, I can't arrange deals for you, but, you know, I didn't know if you guys, you know, would be willing to help our student athletes, be involved with our student athletes, sponsor. Or, I mean, it was grueling to say the least. That was all on my personal cell phone. So my mother was loving life when I was on her corporate bill still. That was definitely, I think later on she was okay with it. But at first I had explained to her, I had 250 calls in a period of time. She's like, Jay, what on earth are you doing? Yeah, that was definitely a explanation point there. But no, it was definitely a new world, Mike. And again, like I said, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised early on. Like the support, obviously, for Mountaineer athletics has always been strong. And that's the one thing that, you know, no matter what you pitch to athletes, you know, coming to visit here and is the fact that there are no professional sports here. Right. So a lot of times, you know, our athletes are treated as the pro athletes in this state, right, wrong, or indifferent. And, you know, it's just, there's just something special about being here. Being from the Northeast, I can't sit here and tell you I was a diehard college football fan, basketball without question. But I mean, I like the NFL. And again, who was I going to root for in college football growing up? UConn? No disrespect to anybody. That wasn't happening. But, you know, going reversing all the way back to 2010 when we won, you know, the Big East Championship, being at home up the Northeast, being that'd be at the Mecca of college basketball. And seeing the pure raw emotion of a Mountaineer fan after we won that, as they were listening to Country Roads, that for me is when I kind of like, this is different. Winning here is different. You know, you always hear Hugs talk about it, but until you truly see it and experience it, you don't know. And the people, the support that the people in the state offer us athletically, it's special. It's different. They're diehards. And I said, oh, sometimes it goes bad and sometimes you don't want to hear it. But hey, for every good thing, you got to be able to listen to the bad, right?
Correct. Just to back up a little bit, Preston Wages and Greg Featherston were your compliance bosses.
Yes, they were.
And then compliance, a big part of this too. You have to wait through, as you told me, like an hour and a half was like a PowerPoint as to what was and wasn't legal. Then you get in the phone, make 200 phone calls. True or false answer to this question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Last season, a lot of rumblings about this, but you all did very well in NIL to keep things together. True or false? Multiple players. Six-figure NIL deals.
Yeah.
True.
Total. Yeah. At the end, heck, some of them had them by Christmas time. And that obviously that's cumulative. That's not a one like single deal.
Okay.
It's cumulative. But yeah, they even in a rough year, right? I mean, the people in the state truly want to help.
Let's go over the role that the team's record plays, but also like the head coach a little bit too. And Huggins has come around to this saying that I wasn't sure I was going to like the portal, but golly, I like it. It happens so fast and so sudden that I think for someone who's been in the game for a long, long time or someone who's new to it, I don't think it would matter. I think it would stun people, just the effect that it had and how fast it happened. And players are kind of fickle, and they were really fickle about this. But was it hard at all to get into it as deep and as effectively as you all did this year? You pulled some major players out. I don't know how suspicious players are on the other end with the stance from the head coach or the position the team was in. And were there obstacles, or was it as simple as just kind of getting back to the pitch of a Hall of Fame head coach, of a major conference, of great facilities, just kind of the stuff that kind of endures no matter what NIL and the transfer portal is?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, people could give me all the credit in the world, and I greatly appreciate that. I told you, as I told this isn't me. It was more of, I like to be say that I'm proud of that. It was a different process, right? We changed the process. But at the end of the day, they're certainly not coming to WVU to play basketball for me. They're coming to play for Bob Huggins. The name, the person, I'm good enough pitch for most people. And yes, of course, NIL plays into it. But quite honestly, as you talked about, I'm very close to them in my, I utilize his things. I utilize other people's opinions and eyes. Like, you know, just because I have my thought process about a player, or, you know, the staff has a lot of veteran time put in, you know, Coach Harrison being a former head coach, Ronnie being a former head coach, and Josh Eilert, our new assistant, and all the credit to Eric Martin. Eric did a wonderful job with Mo, but, you know, Josh Eilert is very, very, very smart and hardworking as well. So, I mean, these guys made it easier for me without question, because we were able to identify guys, different things. I mean, in my office, I have Hugs makes fun of it. It's called the big board. Like, you know, I have, it looks like a beautiful mind, Mike. Literally, like there's names everywhere. I got my depth charts. I got my portal people. I got okay. It's the freshmen or the classes that each assistant is offered or going after. I mean, we really have it dissected down. And you know, when we identified these guys that we're going after, and a lot of it was Hugs himself as well. You know, Hugs was a very big. I wanted Hugs to be very, very prevalent during this process, right? Hugs was phenomenal, and we narrowed it down, and we circled guys that we thought not only were good players, but fit this coaching staff. I think a lot of it, that's definitely a very key part. And I think early on, I mean, not even now, but even when I was younger growing up throughout this business, that's the best way to put it, is I liked a lot of players, right? Mm-hmm. But learning, hey, you could be a really, really good player for this system, but you might not fit this system. And if they don't fit the system, it's counterproductive, right? You have a good kid, good player a lot of times, but a guy that in their mind isn't going to be effective for them. So it's ended up being a waste of a scholarship. I that's something that I think it took time for me to learn about and naturally set me up for where I'm at right now. And listen, the reason why I didn't talk earlier is because I believe, like, listen, like, it's still very early. I think this is a very good team. I think it's built well. I think you see the depth. I think some of the younger kids needed definitely without question to bring in some of these older guys. The older guys have kind of created a buffer, right? Like in this league, unless you're getting the star crops, and a lot of times still then you still need other adequate veteran pieces to supplement those deficiencies, right? Freshman deficiencies, which every freshman, I don't care how good you are, has. I think this group so far has done that. I think we owed that to the freshmen last year, now who are sophomores, to add some pieces as well as Kedrian Johnson, who I got to give him a lot of credit, sat there during the summer when this change took place, and you know, he trusted all the powers to be to give him some running mates to have a chance to win his senior year and win big, hopefully. And but yeah, when that pitch came, the name Bob Huckins itself, that's enough an endorsement for a lot of people to want to come. And, you know, people are like, well, we gave, you know, quite honestly, you know, we laugh about the movie Moneyball, but, you know, some of these astronomical payments that you're hearing, guys, now I've made calls. I can tell you this. I made calls. I know guys that made over 500K, and I know guys who made over 850K, and I'd sit there and I'm just like, whoa. Like, hey, you know, the one thing you could, and I don't talk about cash. I'll tell, you know, there was the Ramey process. Courtney was phenomenal. And I obviously, Courtney ended up going to Arizona, and I wish him the best. It was us and them at the end. And I was never going to talk about money. Courtney, to that matter, was never going to talk about money. But there are those who do that. And in this world of NIL and portal and all this other kind of stuff, you know, the one thing Bob Huggins to us always has been is, you're never going to put this program at risk. So there's ways to work through that. There's ways to adequately go through this process and do it legally. And then that's what obviously Hugs demands of us. Preston and Greg did as well. And then obviously our David and our new director will probably push that same message. And obviously this being my alma mater, I would never put our program at risk. But there are people who do, and I think we all know that.
Not you, Jay, of course. What is, no names, as much detail as you can give me, what's the weirdest, most outrageous conversation, demand you've had with somebody who you had interest in?
I had interest in?
Enough to have the conversation.
There was one name that came up early on. A coach, I believe it was the SEC, but I'm not going to go there directly. A coach in the SEC was let go. Really good player. Really, really good player. Athletic. Kind of fits the staff's mold and the fact of he's lengthy, active, bouncy. And it, the first thing he said to me is like, hey, listen, West Virginia, great program, but I can't come there. I'm not going anywhere playing college hoops for anything less than 700K. And I said, whoa. I said, all right, my friend. I said, I can't talk about money with you, but I can tell you that's my budget. That's my entire budget. Hope you're great. Hope it works out well for you. If you ever need anything, let me know. But that's all I got.
Amazing.
That was early on. That was really early on. And you kind of sat there and you're like, oh, boy. All right. That's the kind of astronomical ask you're going to get. We're like, this could be real fun.
You mentioned physical stature there. You mentioned previously plan, guys fit in place. And if you look at who you brought in, Matthews, Toussaint, Stevenson, Mitchell, even the junior college guys, Bell, Wagee, those are all different guys that fit the physical parameters. And I'm guessing the basketball, when you're in the portal and you're talking to Huggins and Harrison and Everhart and Eilert, and you come to them with a guy, it's got to fit their vision collectively as a team. What is it? If it's not a size and a length, I think we can look at that and figure out a point guard has to look like this, a big has to look like this. But what's the basketball fit, offense, defense, that does seem like it's working so far, these additions, because as we talked about, you have a pretty thorough roster here, but you're capable of playing in a bunch of different directions too.
A lot of times, number one, I'll say they got to be a two-way guy. As good as the defense has to, in today's game, let's be like, you have to score the basketball. I think so many people are like, oh, I want to guard. Without question. But you still have to score that ball at some point to have a chance to win. A lot of times defense could translate to offense. But the one thing that a lot of times you can't measure is what's inside, right? Heart. The want to get better. The want to be coached. A lot of times when that was the one thing. It's like, you know, previously when people paid guys, it was considered cheating. Absolutely. The number one, the rhetoric that always came with that was the fact that once you paid somebody, and you watch it all across the country, right? Once you pay somebody, they own you. They have you. And the way Coach Hugs, the way the staff works here is, hey, this is a working culture. You're going to come in. You're going to put the time in. You're going to do right. You're going to do right by the school. You're going to do right by the people of the state. And you're going to do right by our family, which is our basketball program. That's the most important. And if you can't, you don't need to be here. Hmm. And ultimately, each guy that I like to think that we brought in, we're veterans that have had stops at other places for whatever reason those be. And quite honestly, none of being bad places. And I mean, obviously you could talk about an Emmett or an Eric for that matter, or a Joe for that matter. You know, they came from all very good programs. Emmett starting here, going home to Washington to see his family and then coming back. Eric being at Wichita, going home to see his family, and then obviously going to play for Frank last year. Frank unfortunately losing a job. And then Joe, who played, was a Final Four point guard. And played behind Jordan Bohannon. Like, oh, Joe only played this amount of time. Well, yeah, because he played behind Jordan Bohannon, who was an unbelievable player. You don't think learning from Jordan helped Joe?
A little bit.
I think it did. I think it did. But no, I mean, if it's that one thing, everyone says, oh, you got that dog in you. He's a dog. No, it's your heart.
When you're looking at Evan Miyakawa rankings, when you're talking to people, you could get drowned out by all the information.
It's the best. Sometimes when we bring up some of the BPRs and all that, they're like, what on earth are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Hugs is not a fan of the Bayesian. I can't even say it, Jay. The Bayesian performance rating.
Yeah. It's not that he's not a fan of it. He actually, believe it or not, I mean, Hugs is very smart.
Yeah, like, no kidding.
Very, very intelligent. And he'll break that stuff down. But, like, you know, hey, like, you're looking at a normal stat sheet, right? Mm-hmm. And you see the little abbreviations for each thing. Well, you looked at his, and listen, there's more abbreviations, BPR, DOPBs, like things of that nature, right? So it's almost like you're looking at it. It's an advanced computer screen. And you really have to break that down and really show him what each is. But, yeah, once Hugs got that, Hugs was good. Hugs was really good at it.
It just comes down to, can he play, though? Is that still a pictures and video kind
Absolutely. Of? Absolutely. Can he play? And that's the one thing, you know, coach is tough. And now we've talked about this prior. As good of a basketball coach he is, which obviously he's a Hall of Famer, that speaks for itself. He's an even better person. And a lot of times, especially that during the portal, right, you know, you bring in a kid on who's a freshman, you do the whole dinner things, you wine them, you dine them, things of that nature, right? You know, you enjoy the experience of the transfer, but they're mature. They come in, they've been through that. They've done that whole deal, right? A lot of them just wanted to time with the coaching staff and get to know them and realize, like, hey, you know, is this a good match? Is this a good fit? And, you know, that's a lot of times, you know, they get to sit down with coach. I mean, listen, like Eric Stevenson was a kid who had a lot of other, I mean, he's one of the ones I'm bringing up specifically because there's funny stories that go along with it, but Eric was a kid who had a lot of big visits lined up after us, and we were the only visit he made.
Same with Joe, too, right?
Joe and a lot of them. I mean, Emmett, the entire West Coast, which there's one team out there that has our number particularly that was definitely calling quite a bit, and I was glad he didn't go there and obviously came home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, like I said, the guys are good fits, and listen, they embody Hugs. It's a working culture.
this takes care of itself now in the future. I guess it becomes easier. Not like you're going to repeat the success every year. Maybe you don't have to, because if you have continuity in your roster, things are great. But you do turn over the roster, you get a good thing going again, you win postseason. Okay, next time around, that's even easier. Transfer portal has kind of become the obsession here. However, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you're being pretty ambitious in high school recruiting targets too. I'm not saying like unattainable, but like it does seem that you all have high hopes that your performance this season and beyond is going to get you in the room and in the conversation with some reputable players. And that may be a bit of a change. I don't know. And maybe moreover, with the obsession on the portal, I think some people think that the traditional high school recruiting is going to be diluted, but you all have not lost sight of that. What is the plan? And is my observation astute about your aim at high school targets?
Absolutely. And I'll say this to you, you know, obviously with a lot going on, the portal stuff, and that, you know, I get the recognition of my title, but, you know, I have three very good assistants that, you know, two being former head coaches. What can I really teach them about recruiting? I can't, right? You know, that's the one thing is, you know, Coach Harrison, who is an unbelievable assistant coach, and then obviously Ronnie himself as well, and Josh, who's new into this, you know, they're the ones who are going on the road. They're the ones who are watching this talent. And the only thing that we have really changed, and especially when it comes to the AAU stuff, Michael, is really going after a different caliber player, right? I think with the portal, I think, you know, those blue bloods that were getting the top five stars and these top dogs that nobody else had a chance at getting now is because, you know, you know the prior platform. That's how I'll word it. Now, because of NIL, because of a lot of blue bloods going the route that we're going, going with vets, I think a lot of those guys that were untouchable before are there to be had. And, you know, the whole thing is you've got to create depth. Yes, you can have some really, really nice additions at the end of each year. But, you know, last year, preferably, we wouldn't like to have to add seven or eight guys in a perfect world. You know, you create a core of young guys, young, really, really good young talent that could work its way up. And then the most important all of that, Michael, as you and I have talked about, is what? Retention. Mm-hmm. Get them, retain them. Retain your core, retain your guys that you've developed and you've grown to that. And that's an ideal world. I think you and I both know in this world that doesn't work out perfect, and you can't get too high or too low with anything. So, but developing a new core, developing guys that you quite possibly didn't have a chance at getting before. And honestly, you know, the assistants, our associate head coach, really oversees most of the time. You know, obviously I have the title and I do, but you know, he's the one who really spearheads that, because with me and doing the portal the entire summer and stuff of that nature is Coach H, and he does a wonderful job with it. The AAU guys organizing who they're going to go see, breaking it down, meeting with the assistants all the times. I mean, they do a wonderful job. I can't say enough about those guys and how hard they work. And quite honestly, a lot of times they make me look good.
Two more questions very fast, because you don't have much time, because you told me you have to get out of here, which leads me to this. We hang up. Are you right back to the big board and checking out like transfer rumors and who might be out at the end of the semester and things like that?
I'm not back at the big board. We do that quite a bit. I actually have a couple meetings trying to get a friend of ours ready to play, hopefully ASAP. So
less is more there, right?
Less is more there. Yes, absolutely.
Final question.
Go ahead.
Can we do this again?
Let's keep winning.
I don't think anybody will have a problem with that.
Let's keep winning. We keep winning as much as you want. But at the end of the day, I'm superstitious. I hide. Why do you think I sit towards the end, towards the middle of the bench? I hide.
You look too good to be at the end of the bench.
Listen, this is why I'm glad this is audio. I got a head for audio.
Yeah. He is a former student manager, former graduate assistant. Used to run camps for Bob Huggins, did all the on-campus recruiting, and now he's atop the flow chart for recruiting player personnel. A reason he will not let you believe he is the reason for the recruiting and transfer portal success, Jay Koontz. Jay, can't thank you enough for finally doing this. Best of luck to you in the future.
I appreciate you very much, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you and talking to you soon.
All right, take care.
Yes, sir, you too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.